Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What should you quarantine stream? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Let's be honest. It's becoming more and more possibility that we're going to be spending more time at home.
Sure.
As the quarantines, you know,
they're going into place. You could be at home, working from home. You could be home with the kids, whatever it may be. But you're definitely going to have more screen time.
Mm-hmm. Binge watching TV. People do it all the time. But the question that we have is, like, what should we be watching at all, or especially if we're stuck inside for 14 days?
Listen, the popular dramas are great, but you're going to run out of those pretty quick. This past week, my wife Alicia was on vacation, so I wasn't allowed to watch any of our regular shows. So you got to go a little bit deeper, like I said. Naked and Afraid is where I'm at, Anna Zapp.
Deep in the heart of South Africa, two elite survivalists use all of their skills to help two fans with no survival experience complete a full 21 day challenge.
I feel like there's a billion animals out there that want to kill me right now.
With one of the highest concentrations of animals on the continent and triple-digit temperatures, the Limpopo Basin is one of the most dangerous environments on Earth.
You want to survive in the Limpopo, Anna Zapp?
I don't understand why they can't wear clothes. Like, can't we just put on a pair of moutons?
Because then it makes you more vulnerable than if you have no clothes. No clothes!
I can't watch that strictly because of the mosquito bites. I can't. It makes me sad inside.
Well, if I had to sum it up in one sentence, that's what I would tell you. It's primarily trying to survive with mosquitoes for 3 weeks and eating a worm.
Right.
Or a grub. Something like that. Usually you're going to eat something gross.
All right, now I'm watching HBO's McMillions, and in one sentence, it's about how someone managed to cheat at the McDonald's Monopoly game.
It's actually a fascinating story.
Yeah, but they're dragging it out too long. It's taking too long.
That's how they do it with these documentaries, man.
Yeah, but my daughter Hayden is obsessed with this show, Tiny House Nation.
This is our tiny house.
Having two kids in 280 square feet is challenging at times. Family time is 100% of the time.
And if I had to describe that in one sentence, it's people that decide living in a home size of their car is a good idea. And to me, I don't know why she's obsessed with it or what is wrong with these people.
To quote my grandfather, he would say, cheap skates, get a job. That's what he would say.
But these things, these tiny houses are so expensive. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
And it's a very popular show. You can get just sucked into that vortex.
1-800-330-9999. Tell us in one sentence what the show that you're currently binge watching or quarantine streaming.
I see what you did.
Yeah, if you're stuck in your house. As it becomes more of a reality that we may be quarantined for extended periods of time, it got Raven and I wondering, what should we watch?
Right.
Yay.
Right.
We come from a culture now where we binge watch things, and if we're going to have to stay home for a little while everyone's healthy, we might as well be watching some good stuff, right?
I've been through everything that's up to date right now, so I'm going back through the last three seasons of A Naked and Afraid this past week because my wife was on vacation. I wasn't allowed to watch anything else.
It's Anna and Raven. So what should you quarantine stream? You did there? 1-800. See what we did there? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, it says, Cops. The show that makes me paranoid that somebody planted guns and drugs in the trunk of my car without me knowing.
That's a real feeling, man. When I get pulled over, if I haven't been pulled over in a long, long time, but if you get pulled over, like, I'm a law-abiding citizen who pays his taxes driving a crossover mom-mobile at this point, and I'm still nervous when they come up behind me. I'm like, he's going to get me.
All right, tell us what you're watching in one sentence, what it's about. We'll decide whether or not we'll want to watch it. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What are you watching?
I'm watching The Great British Baking Show, and it's about British people with great accents, and they bake.
Yeah, I don't care what British people do, as long as they talk British.
Right.
That's it.
But when they're making cakes, though, it sounds even fancier.
More British?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check that out then.
It's Anna and Raven. What are you quarantine streaming?
The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite
Anna
show.
Anna loves that show. Here we go. Now she's going to tell me all about it.
I'm very excited to hear how you're going to describe it in one sentence.
Let me hear that.
Oh, in one sentence. Oh, gosh. Unique and always a surprise.
Good. It's so good.
That tells me nothing.
It's so good.
I can't get enough of it.
No, thank you. I understand, because every time Anna brings it up, she just talks about it forever, and I tune out, and I don't get anything from her description either. So you're the same. It's totally the same.
I could waste an hour talking about it with a friend.
Well, yeah, you won't waste another second of mine, ma'am.
But you can call me later separately, and I'll talk to you all day about it.
Have a great morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The cliffhanger at the end. I can't right now.
All right, enough.
It's Anna and Raven. What are you quarantine streaming?
The Street Outlaws on Discovery.
Oh, the racing show.
That's right, yep.
Yeah. Tell us in one sentence what it's about.
What? About racing.
It's about racing? That's, yeah. That's what it's about? I wouldn't watch that.
All the street races, yeah.
You know what I got sucked into one time was the Outlaw Bikers. For like a day or two, I went a season or two deep into that show. And I don't know why it never occurred to me that it was completely fake. I don't know what happened. I don't know why all of a sudden I believed that this motorcycle club would show everything that they did that was illegal. But I was completely sucked in for 2 days and I never talked to anybody in the outside world. So I had no idea that it was fake.
Well, they already have two spinoffs of that show also.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're just printing money over there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you binge-watching, a.k.a. corn streaming?
Sneaky Pete.
Great show, Sneaky Pete. Actually set in this area.
Tell us in one sentence what it's about.
A guy's in jail, incarcerated with his cellmate, and all the cellmate talks about is his childhood living on a farm. And he knew so much about this family that when he got out, he stole his identity and went to the farm. And he broke the cardinal rule of being a scam artist by getting attached to the family.
You can't have a heart. Don't get attached to anything you can't walk out on in 30 seconds or less if you see the heat coming around the corner.
I don't want to offend you, sir, but Jennifer wrote on our Facebook page, Love is Blind, and it's like The Bachelor on steroids and speed, and that's much more up my alley.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I'm with you, buddy.